All right, so we've been in a series called Health, Tall, or Flesh. So let's turn over to Proverbs 4, Proverbs 4:20. I'm going to read that, and then we're going to get into a few things, I believe. I do my best to get through the things I have, you know, ready, but you know, I'm telling you. You can't get out. I can't just speed through certain things. If there's a leading or an unction, I can only go with the unction. I cannot speak. If you just hear me speak, it would be dead. But when God's using a person to speak, then there's life there. There's the anointing. That's what you want, is the anointing. There's life. There's quickening. There's things going on, illuminating your mind, quickening your heart. And God is the only one that can do that. You know, I hear it all the time, and I used to say the same thing. I mean, you know, people will say, it's just like you're speaking to me. Well, it's not me. It's God. And that's the way it's exactly supposed to operate. That's supposed to happen. You know, we talked a little bit about it Sunday. But, you know, that's supposed to happen with the anointing of God in any ministry. But when you come, I don't know what you're dealing with precisely. I know some things, but God does, and He can quicken exactly what we need. And I endeavor not to be led by my head. In fact, it's different if you've never preached before. I mean, I don't think if I start getting into something where I have to calculate something and I'm going back into my head, it's hard. It messes up because you switch over. You try to use your head, and it's like that's not what you're flowing with. You're flowing out of your spirit. And yeah, your mouth's moving, so your brain's operating, obviously, but you're not thinking. It's not generating the thoughts with your head. It's coming out of your heart. And so people say, well, you're just thinking that. You're saying that because of me. No, I'm not thinking about it. And that's the way when you're ministering, you're not thinking about it. You might have thoughts, but a lot of times, it's not like you shut your brain off, but you're ministering out of your heart, letting God flow, and that's why we talk about giving utterance, so that is what you want. That is what we desire, is that the Spirit of God can minister to each of us, because that word will quicken us, and it will strengthen us, and it'll illuminate our minds so that we see that like we haven't seen before. And that's what's going on. It's supernatural. People that haven't been exposed to these things, they don't understand. But the Word of God is alive. It's powerful. It's eternal. It's forever. And to somebody that doesn't believe, this is just a book of stories. And that's what people say. Well, that's ignorance. They don't understand. This is life. This is a holy book. It's not the book itself, it's the words that are in it. When we read it, there is life. There's the very Spirit of the living God there to help us and to quicken us. And that you have to come to God believing, though. Those that come to God must believe that He is, and He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. So as we come to Him, believing and expecting, we get what we expect. Amen. So we believe we'll get what we need tonight. Let's read Proverbs 4, verse 20. Read this. I love this portion of Scripture. It's one of my favorites. It says, "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them." See, his words are life. They're life. They are literally life. His words can quicken your body. It talks about that in Romans. And we're not going to take time to turn there, but Romans 8 and verse 11, it talks about His words quickening our body, His Spirit quickening our body. But His words are life. Well, His words carry His Spirit. His words are inspired by the Spirit of God. So when you read His Word, His Spirit's there to impart life. And if you're a Christian, we have the Spirit of Almighty God on the inside of us. I mean, think about it. You can't wrap your mind around it, that the Spirit of God is on the inside of us. Well, that all that power is resident there to do whatever we need done, but we release it by faith. And when you're reading His words, and that quickens, that see, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the words. As you hear His word, as you believe it, it releases power. If you believe that, just believing and acting on the fact that His Spirit is on inside us and that His words are life will quicken it in your body. What does it take? It takes you believing it. It doesn't take, it's not hoping and trying. It's just saying, okay, I believe that. I'm acting on it. I believe it. That is true. Verse 22, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. His words are life and their health. Everybody say His words are health. His words are health. They're health. See, we have talk about a healthcare system. Well, thank God for medicine and natural helps, but His words are health. And they were health 300 years ago when they didn't have the technology they have now. Their health in the middle of Africa when there is no healthcare system. Or somewhere in the remote parts of the jungle. His words are still health. Thank God. Thank God we don't have to rely on just natural means. Thank God for the helps, the help ministry of natural medicine, but His words are health. See, they always have been. But we got to be really careful in our today that we don't, it's so easy just to rely and think that what medical science can do is all that there is. It's easy. It could become a crutch. Mm-hmm. But we're not against it. It's not either or. Okay, it's not either medicine or God. It's faith, no matter what. No matter what you're doing. If you're going to take a pill, well, take it in faith and do it because you believe that it's. There's nothing wrong with taking a pill, okay? There's nothing wrong with taking an aspirin. Mm-hmm. See how quiet you guys are? Seriously, it's not a sin. You ought to be led, though. You ought to say, well, should I, you know, is this, because sometimes, you know, you're in a certain state and you just, it's better for you to get rid of the pain so you can focus on the Word and get what you need. If you're in that state, you know, pain will distract you. But just be led. We shouldn't put things, chemicals and drugs into our body just indiscriminately. Right? So we should just be believing. Is this what you'd have me to do? Then take it in faith. Believe God in faith, but don't stop. That's what a lot of people do. Well, I believe and believe and believe. Well, I'm going to the doctor now, and they just drop any sense of believing. They're going to believe. Well, I'm going to the doctor, so I lost. No. You believe, and then if you got to go to the doctor, go to the doctor and go to the doctor in faith, and then listen to him in faith, and then make a decision in faith. And then if you're going to have something, do it in faith. Amen. And believe God. You know, if you're fighting some symptoms at home, you're like, man, I can't take it. I'm just going to take the ibuprofen and be done with it. Well, next time, maybe it'll go better. No, don't do that. Keep your faith going. Say, because all that's doing is masking the symptom, right? Mm-hmm. It's not making anything go away. Right. So at that point, just still be believing and believe, no, that's got to go. That pain's got to go. And when that thing wears off, I'm still fine. You just keep believing. It's health to all our flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence. For out of its spring, the issues of life. See, your heart is so important because that's how we're believing God. You believe God with your heart. So if we let our heart get worn down, you're not going to be able to believe. And if you're not able to believe, you're not going to get the results. Things don't happen automatically, even though it's the will of God. Verse 24, put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. So don't talk away what God has blessed you with and provided for you. Don't talk against the Word of God. Don't say things that you know are not true. Don't say things that you know you shouldn't say. If you do, repent and say, that was wrong, I shouldn't have said it. But don't yield to it. As you do, you're making things muddy for yourself. We don't want to do that. Let's go over and turn over to Matthew 7 real quick. We spent a few weeks there, but I want to read the scripture and then we'll go a little bit further. I believe there's certain things I want to get through tonight. I believe we'll get them out, but we'll go with the Holy Spirit. We won't force it, but there are certain things that I want to get to. Matthew 7 verse 7. Everybody there? It says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. What man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone, or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? So many people don't believe that if we ask him, he'll give us good things. He is not less than our natural parents, that good parents that want to bless their children. If your child asks for something, that you'll give him good things in the natural. God is so much higher than that. But people have it messed up. Because they've heard religion, they've heard men's thoughts, and so they think they'll call evil things good. It's just twisted. And they believe it, but I don't think they really believe some of these things. I say that to say, they'll say it's God's, that somehow God puts something on somebody or whatever, but then they'll say, well, this is good. But it's in a twisted way, because they're like, it's good, and like they're supposed to say that because they have this twisted idea that the Bible says it's good. So they're saying it's good, but if you were to say, you know, if they would describe that their neighbor went through the same thing, and you would ask them, well, is that good? And take God out of the picture, and say, well, no, it was horrible. But then you get religion involved, and people say that same thing, that if they just saw it on the news, they would say, well, that's horrible what happened to that person. And then you get religion involved, somebody said this happened, and they're like, well, but it's the will of God. I mean, God's doing something. It's twisted. It's wicked. It's motivated by the devil. Frankly, people don't understand. It's religious, and it's sad that people call that God. God will give us good things. The scripture is saying that a natural father loves his children and desires the best for him. Our heavenly Father loves his children much more and desires to give us good things in life. And we touched on this a little bit the other week, but I mean, you as a parent, or you as a brother, sister, or basically just think of your friend if you don't have somebody. I mean, somebody that you care for. Can you imagine them being suffering and you having the power or the ability to do something and not doing it for them? Or think about it this way. Think of somebody else that you know loves you. In the natural, just somebody that you know, get it fixed in your head right now, that you know loves you. They've proven it. Think of somebody. Now, think of that person and think if they had the power to heal you or to help you and you were sick, would they do it? In the natural. I mean, I'm just talking, just think about them helping you and they have the ability to help you. Would they say, oh, no? Just think of how that person looks at you, and could you see them going, oh, no, you've done this and that, or would they just say they do everything they could to help you?
Yes.
Well, how much more God's like that? Mm-hmm. You know why we don't believe that? Because we have a twisted mental picture of God.
Right.
We don't, because he is, no disrespect to your friend or spouse or whatever that you're thinking of, but God is much more loving than that person. He's much more giving. Mm-hmm. And see, there's a hitch there with some of our thinking. Because we've been told, and maybe it was when we were a child, no, God is just kind of, he's a little bit distant. He's looking at you, and we get it from just religious, that he's a little bit distant, but he's kind of weighing stuff. And I mean, you measure up, he might do it. He didn't really want to do it. He didn't really want to help you, but you know, you qualified, or it was a good day for you, and you just barely got over the line, so here, you get a little squirt of healing, but that's it. That's all you're getting for today, and he'll go on and see how you do the rest of the week. Right? I mean, this is the type of stuff people... It's not the same as now go back to thinking of your friend or that person that loves you. Is that the way they would do it? They'd be like, oh, you have that wrong? Let's get that taken care of. Oh, that would help you and make you feel... Let's do that. You could think... If you can think of a person that's like that, God's infinitely greater. Mm-hmm. That's his heart. His heart isn't standoffish. His heart is doing everything he can. You know what we're doing a lot of times? We're like, it'd be like your friend's trying to help you. You're like, oh, no, I'm not good enough today. You're not, what? You're in bed and you're all sweating from a fever or something. And it's like they come in and try to help. Oh, no. I don't know if I deserve it. I'm trying to help you. I'm just trying to minister to you, serve you. Ministry just means serve. Minister just means serve. See, people think like that. Why do they think like that? Because it's religion. Now, who would inspire that in religion? The enemy. Because if he can get you away from the way God truly is, see, people get divided from God, and then they don't come to him. So why doesn't God just heal every sick person? He is all-powerful, but he can only do in our lives what we'll allow him to do. And see, part of that is you won't allow him. You say, well, of course I'd allow him. But no, but how does that come? It's by faith. So we got to believe what he said about himself more than what men have said about him. So some people argue, I just heard this this week. If God can do anything, if he's all powerful, he can make people. Some people argue that if he's all-powerful, he can make people do anything that he wants to do, but that's not true. He can't make people do what he wants them to do because we're given a free will. He can't do anything more in our lives than will permit him to do it. We read this scripture before. Revelation 3:20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him, and I will eat with him, and he with me." Jesus. So I stand at the door and knock. You know, God's a gentleman. See, the devil's not a gentleman. The devil will push his way in. He'll be forceful. He'll push his way, try to get us into a corner. God doesn't do that. He's the most powerful being in the universe, yet he is a gentleman. He won't push his way in. The devil's not a fraction as powerful as God, but he'll push everybody around because he's a bully. Mm-hmm. And he's a coward. But man is a free moral agent. He has the ability to make right and wrong choices. He has the right and the authority to make choices with his life. We have authority in our own lives. We can do the wrong thing, and God himself won't stop us. We can do things that are destructive, actually hurting ourselves. We have the right to do it. Somebody that loves you will try to stop you, but they can't force you. And God won't force us. We can reject him. We don't have to accept Jesus as our Savior. We have to choose him. God set it up that way. We have to believe he exists, and it pleases him greatly when we believe he exists and call on his name even though we can't see him. It pleases him. He's pleased. He's pleased with his children that are believing he exists and we've never seen him. That blesses our Father. And when we believe him in spite of what we see circumstantially, but we just take his word over our circumstance, that pleases him. The Bible says faith pleases him. Well, that's faith. And when you're walking by, the Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. When your circumstances tell you the exact opposite and you say, no, God said it, that pleases him. Be like your child, let's say they're little bitty, you know, 3 or 4, and something in the natural, you know, they don't see something happen, and one of their friends said, well, that's not going to happen, and they say, oh, no, mommy, daddy said it. Mommy or daddy said it's going to happen. It'll happen. No, we're going to do that. Oh, no, it's not going to happen. Oh, no. Mom, daddy said it. Mommy said it. Would that please you? They believe you. And somebody could try to talk them out. No, there's this and this. And, you know, say they're 5 or 6. Oh, no. 6, 7, 8, where they could reason and talk to somebody. Oh, no, that's not true. Oh, no, it's true. Daddy said it. Mommy said it. That's what we're doing when we say God said it. Oh, no, the devil will try to talk you out of it. And he is smarter than we are. He is. But he's not smarter than God. That's why it's so important to say what God said, because God already has him whipped. We start getting out to where we're trying to think about it, he'll get us in a tailspin, because he is smarter. In intellect, pure, raw, intellectual power, there's no man that can hold a candle to him on the earth right now. That's why it's so important to believe his word. Because he knows. You say, oh, no, no, daddy said. God said. Oh, but there's this and this. No, no, dad said, God said. You may feel like, you know, it may appear to some people we're ignorant, but no, whenever you're following God, we're not ignorant. It's actually very, very smart, very informed. When you don't see, but yet you believe there's a God and he exists and he actually is working on your behalf, that's actually being very much aware. So we have even after we become born again, we have the right to choose. We have a choice as what we will do with God's word. That's what we're talking about. That his word is health to our flesh, but it comes health to our flesh when we believe him. So we have a choice for it to be health to all our flesh. It doesn't just become health to our flesh because we heard a sermon, because we read a scripture. We have to choose to let what we read or what we heard become effective in our life. How does that happen? We choose to believe it. See, faith comes, but you choose to act on it. Do you realize faith can be there? God's not going to force you to act. He's not going to take you and make you act. Faith is there, but we have to take the step of faith. We have to say, no, that's true. I believe it. So somebody could hear a message on salvation, come right to the door, and say no. Say no. Was it King Agrippa or Paul was preaching to? I'm not sure. But he said, you almost persuade me to become a Christian. I hope he chose at some point to become a Christian, because almost is not the same as choosing. See, you almost, well, but you didn't come over the line. You almost persuade me that I could be healed, but just not sure. I'll wait and hear another sermon. Now, we can grow in faith. Don't misunderstand me. But you need, all of us in here have heard enough, even right now, with the time you've been here, that you could just choose to believe it. And from there, choose to believe that God, just the fact that God's word is health to our flesh, the fact that his word's life, the fact that we read that if we ask, we will receive, that's enough for you to start believing. Just say, well, I'm going to believe that. And if you just believe that, his word is health to all my flesh. Well, his word, I'm reading, is health to everything that I have. That means it's working right now. That means it's working in my fingers and in my toes and in my arms, and it's working right now. The power of God is sufficient to deal with any symptoms, any condition. I don't care what medical science calls it. God's word is more powerful. So you can choose to believe that. Now, you don't have to wait for the sermon to be over. Right as you're sitting there, you can be healed. Your body can be quickening right now, and you walk out, and you don't even feel, you're just like, whoa, that feels different. You don't have to wait. I don't have to lay hands on you. Right now. How does that happen? Faith is here. We just got to act on it. We choose. Choose to believe it. If we do, if we'll act on it, if we'll incline our ears to his sayings, his word will become health to us. His word is a never-failing remedy for all of our flesh and all the problems of life that may try to come our way. Do you realize this book has the answer to every problem we'll ever face? Do you believe it?
Yes.
It's true. This book has the answer to every problem, every physical problem, every relational problem. If we'll just do what His Word says, it'll work. Everyone.
Amen.
There isn't one thing that God has not made provision for us to walk in this earth. We can spare ourselves a lot of misery in life just by doing what the Bible says. Just acting on it. Inclining our ear to the Bible. Just acting on what you know. You say, I don't know everything. That's okay. That's why you have the Holy Spirit. Well, I don't know all the Bible. How am I going to act on it? You act on what you know. The Holy Spirit will lead us in line with the parts we don't know.
Amen.
He'll lead us in line. You can be led. So I just don't, you know, I just don't feel like I should do that. And then you'll find out 2 years later, you were falling right in line. You'll find a scripture and say, oh, that was in line all along. It seemed good. It seemed right. Because God will lead us in line with the Word. So what do we need to do? We don't know everything. We just need to act on what we do know. And then be led by the Holy Spirit. That's why it's so important to give place to His Spirit. If we disobey what we know, then we deceive ourselves and we set ourselves up to disobey in other areas. It's easy. It's easy if you yield in one area, it's easy to yield in another area. Same thing though, if we'll just act on what we know now, it'll make it easier to act on what we know in other areas. It'll make it easier to walk in line with God's Word. And if we'll just let His Word be the final authority, if we'll just establish it, that if His Word says it, that's it. I may not understand it. I don't have it all figured out. But if it says it, it's true. And I'm going to choose to believe it's true in spite of anything contrary. Amen. I'm going to say that again. If we'll choose to let His Word be the final authority, not what we read in somebody's column, not what we heard on somebody's recording, unless it's quoting Scripture, if we'll choose to let God's Word be the final authority, in spite of anything else, we don't have to understand it. If you had children, they don't have to understand the wisdom of your words in order to obey it and to reap the benefits.
Amen.
If they say, I don't understand that, they don't have the view, the perspective. That's, I don't understand that. I don't want to do that. And then they don't do it. It doesn't matter. They're still going to reap the negative consequences. Even if they may understand it afterwards. Oh, I see what you were talking about. They don't have to learn like that.
Right.
Well, it's the same thing. If God's Word says it, we don't have to understand it. See, some people are waiting to understand it or to feel it before they're going to believe it. That's backwards. We should say, God's Word says it. All right, it's done. Well, you don't look any different. That doesn't matter. God said it, so I believe what He said. See, that's when it works for us. That's when it works. See, it's not, well, I just don't feel like it yet. Well, that's not, I don't see it yet. When I see it, then I'll know it's true. No. If we'll just do this one thing. If God said it, that's it. I'm going to start believing it now. Do you realize, If you would just, right now, if we would just go forward and let His Word, incline our ears to His Word, and let it be what He said it is in all areas. The words we've heard, we may go back and say, you know what, I know that, but I haven't really been letting it be what it should in my life. I know that part, and I'm not acting like it's true. If we'll just make that adjustment right now and start shoring up those areas and do them, just say, nope, from now on, I believe that's true. I've known it with my head, but I'm going to act on it. Things will change. Why? Because doing the Word leads to blessing. Because it's His way. It's His way of doing things. God's Word is Himself, is God Himself speaking to us. His Word reveals His will. His Word reveals His will on the subject of sickness and disease. People say, well, where does sickness and disease come from? You know, this the like that's some deep theological question. Well, I don't know. Where did it come from? And is it God that some people think God's putting it on us? Some people think it's just all natural and it's just all there. But it had its source. It had its life when Adam sinned because it let evil into this world, have dominion over this earth. So that's where it started. Yes, there's all kinds of variations, but that's where it had its start. God has provided healing for us in His Word, but it doesn't, just because it's in here, does not mean it's going to work in our bodies unless we do something to release its power. No more than you having a packet or a container of painkillers is going to make the pain in your body go away, in other words, release the power, unless you do something like take it into your body. Well, how do you take His Word? You hear it, and then you mix it with faith. You got to believe it, and that's what releases the power. See, you can sit here, we could hear the Word, not believe it, and it will do nothing. You could sit there, have a pill, look at it, not put it in your mouth, and it will do you no good. And you say, I have this package. Why aren't I feeling any better? Well, we're not doing what we're supposed to do with it. So when the Word comes, it's not enough to go, well, I heard that, I know that. Knowing it doesn't do anything. It's believing it and acting on it that releases the power. That's what releases the healing power in our life when we act on the Word. God is not the author of sickness and disease. We've heard that John 10:10, don't have to turn there, says the thief doesn't come but to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. See, God's will is for us to be healthy and whole in every way. But He's provided it, but He can't make us take it. And He can't make it work in our lives. You say, well, I just make it go away, God. And I'm not trying to make fun. Because, you know, if you're in a place where you're feeling pain and suffering, especially if it's been there for a while, you'd want it to go away. But the need or the desire is not what causes it to leave. Just because somebody needs to be saved, because everybody needs to be saved, does not mean they're going to be saved. They have to believe what God said is the way to salvation, which is believing on Jesus, right? Well, I want God. That doesn't do any good. We have to follow the way God said, you believe on My Son, and you will be saved. It's not about need, and it's not about want to. It's about believing what He said. That's how we become born again, and that's how healing manifests in our life, is when we act on what we've heard and say, I choose to believe that. I believe it. And we don't get talked out of it. And we keep our faith built up. We just saturate ourselves with it and believe it and act on it. It's not just for a little bit. You keep your eye on that Word. You're going outside, taking a walk, you're keeping your eye on that Word. You have a pain in your body, you say, nope. You keep your eye on that Word. Don't put your eye on the circumstance. This isn't something we turn off and on. We need to keep it stirred up. Keep it stirred up. His Word is life, and it's light. Psalm 119 says, the entrance of Your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. You know, you don't have to know everything to walk in what God said. You know, you don't have to understand all the terms. You don't have to understand all the ins and outs of a condition, a medical condition. We just need to understand what God says about it. And by understanding that word brings light to our minds, and it can bring us understanding that enables us to be healed. You don't need to be really well educated on your condition in order for it to leave your body. What we need to know is what God's Word says. We need to be more convinced of what His Word says than what Wikipedia says on it, or, you know, whatever medicalpedia thing that you're looking it up on, WebMD or whatever. You know, scouring all these things. Well, this could be it, and this could be it, and this could be it, and I don't know, what about this, and this says this, and... That's not the light of God's Word. We need to just choose that what He said is right, that what He said is true, and just let it bring light to our minds. Let it be the authority. Let it change our understanding. Let it dominate our actions. And it's as simple as that. That's how it works. His words are health to us. If we'll take in His words, if we'll believe His words, if we'll act on His words and say His words are true, His words are true, and we just keep those words in front of us and we let them dominate our minds, we let them dominate our thoughts all day, we can't help but that word and that power start changing our body. If we'll just stay there, let those words be health. That's how they become health, is by us acting on it. Amen. 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 Now, this isn't something we're supposed to do next week. Well, that's good. I'll go home and think about that. You may, but right now, we can start acting on it. We can start acting on it. Why don't you just right where you're at. Just think about what we've said. Think about the Word of God. Think about the fact that He said His words are health to all of our flesh. He said that. Their health, His words are health. These words that we've been speaking are health to all of our flesh. And just get rid of any contrary thought. Well, what if? Well, yeah, I know that. I've heard that. But what? But just boil it down to something to really simple and just believe that right now His words are health. That His word is true. That it's light, that it's life. The Bible says that His words are life. His words are life and their health right now. They're life and their health right now. That the Spirit of God residing in us, see, that Spirit is on the inside of that. Power is released when we believe. You believe that it's health. You believe that it's health. That's what releases the power. You have it. You're carrying it. It's with you right now. But that believing, saying, yeah, that's true. It's true with me now. It's working in me now, is what starts releasing it and allowing that power to permeate your body. And that power, when it comes in contact with your body, will just produce life. It can correct damaged cells. Things that people said have been damaged or are beyond repair can be changed in just a moment. When the power of God comes in contact with the cell, it's not going to die, it's going to be alive. It can be corrected. It can be made whole. And that can happen right now. It can happen as you're leaving. It can happen as you're sleeping. You can go to sleep saying that, yep, his word's health to all my flesh. It's health. It's health. It's working in me. It's working in me. It's work. You're at work. You're driving to work tomorrow. It's working in me. You don't have to try real hard. You're just releasing it. Just see yourself that faith is what releases the power. You don't have to try to do it. It's not like you're trying to real hard release it. You're just saying, Lord, I believe it. Lord, it's doing it. Lord, it's flowing. Instead of looking at really trying to open a door and working hard, look at it as relaxing and just letting the power flow. Amen. Just let the power flow through your tissue, your bones, your blood, your brain, all the parts of your body, your eyes, your ears, all your soft tissue. Just see that power just permeating your body right now. Because it's always there. The power's there. We just choose that switch of faith that allows the power to flow. Thank you, Lord.